Okay, this hot seat is about the niche is learning jazz, learning how to play jazz, submitted by Chris. So here we go. Learning jazz, helping jazz musicians achieve musical and professional goals faster. And boy, you know, this is a really, really well done plan here. I've come up with something to add, but mostly this is just fantastic stuff. So first of all, describe your prospect. And Chris does a great job describing his prospect. He gives him a name. This is a technique that it can help it make it, if it can help make it more personal for you, and often it will, then you can name your prospect. So here, Mike is an aspiring and coming jazz musician. Early to mid-20s, been playing his instrument for 10 years. He's drawn to jazz legends. He loves the music. He wants it so bad he can taste it. Key part here, he practices hard and listens to jazz incessantly. So this is the prospect here, is someone that's not just a wannabe, but someone that really is working hard. Of course, this person, even though they're working really hard, they have some doubts. He wonders if he has it. He's never really learned how to practice and set and achieve goals, overwhelmed by the sheer magnitude of the task of becoming a great musician. There's several areas he's struggling with. Despite how hard he works, he doesn't make the progress he's looking for. He still gets nervous when he's playing in public. Has high standards, lacks good habits, never achieves excellence and mastery, and he's inconsistent. Greatest fear is not becoming one of the cats, not really making it. He's angry and frustrated that he doesn't have more gigs, but he doesn't know how to get the gigs. He blames the music industry and the greedy club owners. More than anything else, he wants to become a great player and to play and teach music professionally. So that's a fantastic description. Chris obviously understands his prospect here. Now, Chris, next we're going to talk about the launch story, and Chris does a fantastic job with the launch story. He really nails it here. I'm going to scroll through it so you can read it. Go ahead and pause the video and read what you've got so far. Okay, scrolled it there, and then go ahead and pause it and you can read down further. Okay, there, and I scrolled it for the last screen full. So go ahead and pause it and you can read it from here. Okay, I'm going to go back up to the top and just hit some of the high points that I see. First of all, he identifies with the reader that I'm a lot like you. I was in the same place, used to practice my butt off, never felt like I was getting anywhere. Went through the process of meeting a famous jazz player, but just really, really couldn't put it together. You know, it was awe-inspiring to meet this great player, but he just couldn't, and very much inspired to follow in his steps, but just couldn't pull it off. He would get gigs, but he would screw it up or would be afraid of screwing it up. Then finally, this is a great story of loss and redemption. Basically, you know, he ended up finally getting into this very prestigious school, getting a great gig with a fantastic band, and is very, very excited, showed up for the first class and got his butt kicked. Just couldn't hang with the guys and was thrown out of the ensemble. So, I mean, that's the loss. I mean, this is great loss and redemption stuff. It's a crushing blow. But it was a turning point, crushing blow and a turning point. Then went back and studied, took hundreds of lessons, read all kinds of books, and continued to practice, but this time he was different. And so basically what he did was, I knew, you know, he went on a search, you know, the great search. And this is, you know, we talked about the hero's journey already. And this was he went on the hero's journey to find out, you know, these other people had achieved this. So now he wasn't just bouncing from lesson to lesson, but he was looking at what was it the other musicians had done? Somehow they had gotten to the top. So he went to study their methods and what, you know, follow their success. You know, the saying that success leaves clues. And so now he wasn't just bouncing around. He went on a systematic search. And he started to get better and better. With each experiment, he got closer. All of a sudden, he cut back his practicing. And now, with 1 or 2 hours, he got more out of his practice than he used to do with 6 hours. He started to achieve things, got rid of the stage fright. Proud to announce the gigs. Now he's one of the cats. He's one of the guys. And he finally got to the bottom and worked out a simple and easy system. And so this is the redemption. You know, we went through the identification up at the beginning of the story, then the loss and redemption. And now he's going to get down here. He's going to get into his reason why he's decided to start teaching this. But before he decides to start doing it, we have a bit of the reluctant hero. Things started to make sense. But this is where he is a student. At this point, taking on students, he's teaching. A student thought he should share this with other aspiring musicians. I thought about it, but I really didn't want to do it. Not because I didn't want to help other musicians. I love to teach. And the idea of helping others avoid my mistakes was very cool. But I was afraid it would take away from my time to play and my time to practice. So this is reluctant hero. So we're really getting, you know, this is like the magical tour of all the themes that I've been teaching. And they're very well put together in the story. We have, this is, you know, more reluctant hero type of stuff. It took me 2 years. And then we get into what it is. I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about the impact it can make on people. And then down here, it starts to deliver the promise. It will, you'll learn and improve at a faster rate than ever before. The whole timing becomes stronger, more confident. You'll get more gigs, achieve more in jazz than you ever thought possible. It's not a magic pill. It takes practice. But you know that. And this is just a formula for success. Once you learn it, you can accomplish anything with your music. So it's a very, very well done story. There is a lot of material here, so you're probably not going to be able to tell this whole story. You're probably not going to want to tell it with just like one piece of pre-launch content. I think you're going to have to give an overview of the story and then go back and hit it in depth as you go through your pre-launch. Okay, now we're going to move on to the offer. So basically, it's the offer is an 87-page ebook, 80-minute audio, a 60-minute audio, a 70-minute audio, along with a getting started 25-page ebook, audio ebook, audio 25-page ebook. Not sure exactly what that means. Plus another interview and transcripts of the audios. Holy cow. I mean, that's a lot of stuff for $97 for doing this as a digital product first, and then eventually as a hard copy product. That's an awful lot of stuff. I mean, that's an amazing offer. If Chris put together his product as well as he put together this plan, it's going to be just an amazing, amazing product. I might even break this up into take some of the things that are part of this product. Well, here, let's look at launch bonuses, a special report, 7 keys to getting more gigs, and 2 special reports. I might even look to, excuse me, I might even look to take some of this stuff because it's, okay, it's an ebook. It's one, two, three audios plus another audio, Getting Started Audio Tutorial. And then it looks like maybe this 25-page ebook is separate. I might take a couple of these audios or one of them or two of them and make them bonuses, make them launch bonuses to get people really moving. There's going to be a 30-day money-back guarantee. This looks like a fantastic offer. I mean, it's just a killer offer. Plan for pre-launch content. Special PDF report on common frustrations of aspiring jazz musicians. An overview of the solution. That's going to be a screenshot video. And seven specific. So, I mean, it sounds good. You know, this seven specific ways, hopefully that's tied in very closely to what you're doing. Because you don't just want to give good stuff away that's not related to your offer and, you know, sort of related to your story. So, you know, obviously an overview of the solution is tied to the story. A special PDF on the common frustrations is tied to the story. It looks great. The pre-launch content is hard to tell from here. It might be a little bit thin. Just make sure the pre-launch content is really, really good. I mean, you can even take clips out of this. Take clips out, 10-minute clip out of this audio and a 10-minute clip out of this audio and a 10-minute clip out of this audio and use that. I mean, turn those audios into screen capture video. So just make sure you give out very, very good pre-launch content that ties into that overall story, into those frustrations, into your search, and then into your eventual solution. Okay, moving along here. Okay, objections. Planning, goal setting doesn't work for artists. It stifles creativity, planning. Okay, so the answer is planning's flexible. It serves to focus your energy and move you forward. Every great player has goals and practice plans. John Coltrane had detailed plans. I think that right here, this is, you know, this could be one of the big secrets, and this could be pre-launch content, one of, you know, the hidden trigger or the hidden secret that all the top jazz musicians discovered that took them to the next level. And you could probably do a whole pre-launch video on planning, goal setting, and also, you know, setting up an effective practice. I think that could be, you know, your big, you know, sort of the hidden secret that's revealed in a video or an audio or a special report. Objection number two, the cost. Boy, at $97, how many lessons is that from a top jazz instructor? You know, I don't know. It's not very many. So this is one where you want to break down that cost and show them how much time and you know, and how many dollars they can save. The cost should be a relatively easy one to go after, and you just break that down into the amount of time they're putting in, and if they can, you know, practice for an hour or two instead of 6 hours, well, how do they value their time? If they can cut out, you know, months or years of lessons, well, what would those lessons cost? And objection number three, but you're a drummer, how can you help me? And Chris's answer here, these strategies are universal, not limited to drums or piano. They're not specific to one instrument, they're foundational. And this could possibly, you know, this is going to be the toughest objection I see right here, especially for a $97 product. You know, if it was a $17 book, then I think a lot of people would say, yeah, well, it could be just overall, you know, foundational, to use Chris's words. For the higher priced product, they could say, well, boy, this is specialized education, and I'm looking for something for my instrument. So yeah, this is the big one. I think you're gonna have to hit this over and over and over, talking about the foundational stuff and what, and you know, why, you know, what you learned and how it can be applied to everything. So I think the way to answer this one is, you know, to hit this in every piece of pre-launch content. Keep on going back to this, that these strategies are universal. They're not limited to one instrument. And I'd say at the beginning in your pre-launch content, you have to keep on stressing that it's universal. You're not sort of tipping your hand on why you're talking about it being universal. But then as you get closer to the launch, then the question becomes more pointed. You know, you're a drummer. How can you teach me? And at that point, the answer to the objection becomes more pointed. So I hope that's clear. In the beginning, it's more vague. You're just talking about how it's it is foundational. It works for no matter what instrument, the stuff you've discovered. And then towards the end of the pre-launch, now you got to get really down to brass tacks. And boy, you know, a lot of people have been asking me, this stuff all seems really great, but, you know, since I'm a drummer, how can I possibly teach them to play saxophone? And let me tell you, this is why. And so I think that is going to be your big objection. Now, wanted to add one more thing in here or cover one more area. Chris says he has a list of just under 2,400. They're an autoresponder, receive easy articles every 3 to 7 days. I've never sold them anything. I broadcast a few times asking about their biggest challenges, but I never get more than 10 replies. But the common questions were where I got the ideas for my product. Let's see. I know the frustrations. I list are widespread. I know that. I know what they need. I'm not positive if they want it, though. So now, since you've already got everything created, I hope they do want it. But as you get into your pre-launch, then I think what you're going to see is you're going to see the interaction. You're not getting a lot of interaction right now, and that's not unusual for a list of, you know, where you just give them free stuff and you're never selling them anything. I think there'll be more interactive as you get into this launch. And so you really have to be paying attention to what they're saying and what you're hearing in terms of interest and objection. And you might end up needing to tweak your offer a bit. But, since you've already got all that stuff done, what that'll mean is adding probably an additional bonus or an additional piece if there's something you discover. And then Chris goes on to say, I think I'm pretty interesting and a lot of experience with products are good, but goals and practice habits are not as sexy as the top secret supernatural ninja jazz exercise might guarantee to make you a badass jazz musician in just 8 seconds a day. That's true. What you're doing is you're selling something that is work, but I think your typical jazz musician knows that it takes some work. And I think in the long run, you're going to have better clients by selling this type of product. If you want to look at someone else who's doing something similar with guitar, if you look at guitarprinciples.com, it's someone that I think is selling a very similar product to what you're selling, a very foundational product about guitar and about how to practice on guitar. But overall, this looks like a very, very powerful stories well put together. It sounds like the product's great. And outside of not knowing what's up with this list here and not having gathered their interest or their objections, I mean, that's a worry point. But otherwise, it looks like you got everything together.